The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And for the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and for the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. In our gospel today from Luke's gospel, we receive perhaps the most difficult thing about being Christian, huh? Amen?
Amen.
I want you to, for a minute, to think about your enemy right now. Who in your life would you consider someone who you don't like? Someone who is causing problems in your life. Someone in your life right now who, if they were sitting next to you right now, you'd be a little uncomfortable. I hope you don't have many of those people, but some do. I hope I'm not one of them, right? And with that person in your mind, I want you to hear our Lord's words one more time. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Put that person in your mind and say to yourself, I am to love him or her, and I am to do good to those, to him or her, even if he or she hates me. It's hard, huh? Amen? It's hard. It's really hard. But what is the payoff? Like, what's the point? Like, our Lord wouldn't ask us to do something that's tremendously difficult. That's something, it takes every ounce of power we have. And then, even if we do rely on our own strength and we're good people, we need His grace to be able to do it. Something that's so tremendously difficult, what's the point? What do we benefit from, and how do we benefit from it? What exactly is the point? Let me ask you this to illustrate our Lord's genius. When you hate someone, when you are consumed by rage or anger or unforgiveness towards someone, even if they've done unspeakably cruel things to you, who is most hurt in the equation of your anger and hatred or rage towards that other person? Is it the other person or you? Every single time, the answer is always you. When we do not forgive other people, when we hold rage and anger in towards other people. We call it wrath. Whenever we hate people because of what they've done to us, even though what they have done is unspeakable, the person who is most wounded by this every single time is always you. It's always you. And it always will be. It's how it is. And so not to forgive, to not let go of the anger, to not just to keep it all bottled up inside, it's like a cancer that just slowly eats us away, makes us bitter and resentful. And we carry that into all of our other relationships in our lives, and we take it out usually on people who are closest to us. Right? We take it out on our wives, we take it out on our husbands, our poor children who don't understand these complex emotions that you're feeling. And they pay the price. Not only are you paying the price, the ones who you love most are now paying the price. And so our Lord today says to us, love your enemies. Pray for those who hate you. He does that because he knows that if we are to grow, if we are to be happy, if we are to be men and women who are of his gospel, of his good news, then we need to be like him and forgive from the heart. Now, to be clear, does our Lord say that we have to be best friends with people who hate us? Is that what he said? Let me look at it one more time here. No, he did not say that, right? He didn't say we have to go out for beers with these people who are persecuting us. No. Does he say you have to trust these people? Do you have to have positive thoughts and feelings about these people? Absolutely not. No. Do you have to trust them? Of course not. No. Our Lord is not getting at that. He's not being unreasonable. People who have hurt us in unspeakable ways don't deserve our trust anymore. They've lost it. Maybe they might get it back one day. Who knows? If they earn it back, great. If not, oh well. But we don't do ourselves credit. We don't do ourselves well if we hold in that anger and that resentment. So today, my dear friends, if you are thinking of someone in your mind who you're angry at, not just like frustrated with, but really are angry with, wrathful towards, jealous, unforgiving towards, do yourself a favor. Put that person in your mind and in your heart right up here on this altar. Whenever the gifts are brought up from the back, in a way, imagine that person being brought up. And then when our Lord is lifted up in the Eucharist, that person will be lifted up as well. And ask our Lord to take from you, as that person or persons are being lifted up, all of the resentment and unforgiveness you have towards them. Put him up here. Put him or her up here. Put your father, put your mother, put an aunt, an uncle, a co-worker, a cousin. Put someone up here whom you haven't prayed for in a while. If you do that, my dear friends, you'll be setting yourself free. You'll be allowing the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and to heal that cancer that's been eating away at you. You'll be able to be free. What do you have to lose? You've been holding on to this for so long. Let it go. Not forgiving is like eating a poison, drinking a poison, and then expecting the other person to die. It never works. Today, my dear friends, our Lord is calling us to something that's supernatural. It's hard. It's impossible to do by ourselves. Today at this Mass, our Lord is calling us to forgive our enemies, to love our enemies, to pray for those who wish us harm. Today at this Mass, let's remember that it's not about them. It's about us growing in love with our Lord. Today, let us put those people up here on this altar so that we can be free and begin to love as our Lord does. Amen?
Amen.